Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook, and I am with, I consider him family. We can consider him a friend, but he is also one of my idols because I am, as everybody knows, a traditional San Diego Charger fan. I've moved to the LA Chargers where I get to see Sean celebrated every season, several different games. I'm up in my suite texting you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. But man, first of all, I just want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
For a great career. But more importantly, as you know, what's important to me is what guys do when they're done playing.
Yeah.
I work really hard as an agent to make sure the guys that I knew, whether I represented them or not, understood character, daily practices off the field.
Yes.
That got them the success that they had on the field. And you are one of the top guys who live by their standard and their character. And the name Lights Out means so much more to me than when you used to knock people out since high school.
No, I appreciate it, man. And thank you too, man, because I tell you that your consistency for this long and the work you put in and giving information, because all you do is give people information,
right?
And they take it for what it's worth. And you've done that for so long, man. So I appreciate you as well.
Awesome. Well, we're here with the EA Sports Madden. Now, they don't have the EA Sports parties like they used to.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Those are definitely something that we're glad are over, probably. But more importantly, you were in the game for 8 years.
Yeah.
And the game changed in those 8 years dramatically. Now it's changed even more. It's so real. I think I am you when I'm playing that game with my son. But there's an aspect, you talked about education. You know, Warren Moon, my business partner, and I, when my son turned 4, he was in love. It was born into him like it was born into you and me, although I was a below average college football player, unlike you. But it was born into me to love football. But I was having trouble at such a young age teaching football to my son. And Warren said to me, and I think they just came out with the Hall of Fame version when he was 4. He said, Dave, here, take this, let him play Madden, and he'll learn football better than anybody could ever teach him. He'll learn the rules, the positions, and all of those things. And it gave me a new appreciation for Madden. How about you? Were there some aspects in, I know you played when you were younger, but just the game itself that, you know, you never thought about when you were playing football, that the virtual side of Madden could really change the game?
Yeah, I mean, I got a 15-year-old son, Justin, married me, you know, he plays quarterback himself. So, you know, when we get together, we're playing, we're still go at it.
Yeah.
I haven't beat him in about 5 years, but you know, the knowledge and information they have now about the game, because he can look at it and like run plays and scheme up certain coverages. You know, we didn't understand what we were doing back when I was like really, really, when I was younger and really playing Madden. Now the game has changed, the experience levels and the competition that them streaming against people in another country somewhere, being ranked in the world at playing Madden, because just the knowledge of the game is so much, man. So yeah, for sure. I mean, they're so far more advanced because of Madden. These video games have been great.
One of the things that we play together in is branding and marketing. And obviously Madden's done an extremely good job. I remember as your friend and mine, John Madden, when he was alive, used to laugh about the fact that he made more money for having Madden. His name on the game.
That's
he wasn't
right.
even in the game anymore, right? He wasn't announcing. Yep. Then all of his playing, coaching, super, all of it combined, he made more money. Probably his family makes more money still for that name behind you.
For sure, man. And they just kind of taken over for a long period of time. And then also too, man, that's as we talk about the business side of stuff, just licensing, right? I mean, being able to be known as one of the best coaches of all time, and Madden's been around for a long time, but we all know him. My son, who's 15 years old, know who Madden is. And I think that it's just important. We're talking about more of the business and licensing and having a brand built to sustain this long has been incredible.
You know, and you also are a licensed guy, Lights Out, extraordinary brand. But moving into the MMA side of stuff, the fighting stuff, you're understanding how to amplify a brand and a community to make money from that, but also you spend a lot of money to protect your rights, protect your license. What were some of those lessons that you could share with other players? Because as you know, the players are getting younger with the NIL deals and the lack of knowledge about licensing. Most people would not put up a fight to protect their license like you have.
Yeah.
And they get stuck losing everything because they don't understand licensing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, protecting your trademark, your intellectual property is been a number one thing, because there's value there, especially you created. Madden is value, right? And so that Madden is an intellectual property, it's trademarked, and you got to protect it, because when you have a valuable trademark, the ability to license it across the board in different categories and classifications, whether it's here in the States or, you know, the European community or China, wherever it is, you can find ways to leverage the brand and the name, because ultimately you don't work anymore.
Right.
You know, somebody else who's expert in apparel, somebody who's an expert in, you know, sleep stuff, or somebody is an expert in video games. You let the expert do them, but you built the brand and integrity of that name.
You know, I teach people about behaviors, and it came from studying guys like Yu and Junior Seau, who have obviously an elevated basement than I had. I say that skills and knowledge that you have are the basement, and, you know, whether you have the same desire, you may never reach Ryan Leaf's basement, even if you have all the desire in the world.
Right.
And yet he's considered a friend for me, but, you know, not to have had such a prominent football career, but off the field, he's having a great impact. For you, understanding this delta, this desire,
yeah,
you know, it's the common denominator of successful people. You seem to have been able to carry forward that desire from the field,
yeah,
to everything that you do. Being a dad, you mentioned your son 5 times already.
Yeah.
And that's why I love you, because most guys, they're at the Super Bowl, they just want to talk about their brands, their license, their business, yeah, their attributes. But how important is it to maintain that desire that you must be what you can be?
Well, you know, walking out to the out of a tunnel to 70,000 people screaming, and it's hard to replace that feeling, right? That's why a lot of guys.
Well, luckily, 3 games a year they put you out on the field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I still
honor you for something.
I still feel it in some here, but I think that once you find that passion that got you out of bed in the morning, to make you want to get up, and because it's tough, you know, some days you don't want to. You beat up, your knee hurts, your back hurts, your shoulder hurts. And you have that passion to get up. Once you're able to apply that passion to something else, that's where real success happens.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, when they get done, they struggle that first year or two trying to figure out what that feeling's like again. What do I have to get me out of the bed like football used to do? What could I do now? And then once you find that, most guys are going to be successful at it, because it takes passion and perseverance and dedication, all the things that made you a great player, to go and transition that somewhere else. And so once you, I try to get guys like, hey, try it. If you don't know, you know, try a couple things, figure it out. But once you figure out that thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, you go away.
Humility. Let's finish up there. One of the things also I love about you is that some of the greatest leaders of all time have my favorite quote in mind, which is, you're either humble or you're about to be. And I think Belichick recently realized that as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, you can spend your entire life building, yep, something, but everybody experiences, you're either humble or you're about to be. For you, that humility has grown as you got older as well, yeah, probably as a father. How important is humility in the success that you have off the field?
Humility keeps you balanced in a lot of ways, because you never really want to get too high. You never don't really want to get too low, but that humility allows you to stay grounded in wherever you at in your life. Like, you don't have to be, you know, super wealthy, or you don't have to be poor. You just have to have this quality about you. And then it's so funny you say about being humble,
yeah,
because life will do it. But when you got humility, you don't, there's no humbling process, because you are already kind of, you know, bathing in it and just being human and being kind and being decent to people.
And what do you miss most about playing football?
The locker room.
Yeah, everybody says.
Yeah, you got so many different guys come from everywhere, right? I made a joke the other day. You'll have guys that's from, you know, in the country, and being best friends with somebody that came up in the city, right? And you're trying to figure it out.
John, I have had this show for a long time now. You've been on my TV shows, my podcast. This, yeah, is the Playbook for Success, over 2,600 episodes.
Crazy.
And I love the fact that you always show up for me, and I just want to give you my appreciation and respect. And I know our community from now Ventura down, our,
yes,
community,
yes,
still looks up to you, and you're the pride of Southern California.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
We stole him from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Lights out Southern California. He certainly loves the weather more in California than he does in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining
me. Appreciate it, brother. Good to see you as always.
Thank you. The incredible Sean Merriman. I'm David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.